I'm Paul Foster for WNCW, and this is the Friday feature interview of the week. Our subject matter this week, climate change theater action. The event is coming to Tryon on Sunday, November 17th. My guest to talk about this is the co-producer of the event, Deborah Fitzgerald. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for having me and focusing on our event.
First of all, what is Climate Change Theater Action, CCTA?
Climate Change Theater Action is an organization founded in 2015. It's an organization in New York, and it was founded as a global participatory project that uses theater to bring communities together and encourage them to take local and global action on climate change. It's a worldwide series of readings and performances, 50 professional playwrights representing all inhabited continents as well as several cultures and indigenous nations are commissioned to write 5 to 10 minute plays about climate change. This is produced every 2 years, and it coincides with the United Nations Conference of the Parties. This year, that conference will be in Madrid. The plays are then produced in many different countries and states in the U.S. The Climate Change Theater Action Group, their goal is to attempt to have as many states and as many countries as possible either do a stage reading or actual performances of the plays. We're very excited about this.
And yeah, of all the locations that the event could take place, how did it land in beautiful Tryon, North Carolina?
Well, I have a friend who lives in New York, and she's also on the board of the Goodman Theater in Chicago, and she suggested to me that I might be interested in producing this. I thought, well, I'm concerned about climate change, and I don't do enough, I don't think. So I thought, well, maybe I can do this. And I have a friend in Tryon named Catherine Gillette, who I asked if she would be co-producer and director of the plays. She's a playwright in her own right, and she's a director. So she has gathered together actors to do a stage reading, and we are going to have the performance at the Tryon Little Theater. They have graciously donated their facility at the Tryon Little Theater Workshop. We're very excited, and the actors are donating their time.
What can we expect these plays might present when it comes to climate change?
They're a variety, and I think I mentioned they're only 5 to 10 minutes long. I think they're all very interesting, and Catherine and I selected which ones to have performed in Tryon. So they'll focus on climate change issues from heat waves to rising sea levels to pollution to habitat loss. One of them is about chocolate production and climate. There's a play that's a letter called A Letter from the Ocean. It's as if the ocean is writing to us and talking about climate change effect on the ocean. The plays will be approximately total of 40 to 45 minutes, and then we will have a panel discussion.
Yeah, we understand that as a part of this event, a panel will be featured. Tell us who's included in the panel and some of the discussions that might take place.
We have a very interesting panel, I think. Tom Tribble from the Alicia Mitchell Audubon Society, which covers Buncombe, Henderson, and Madison counties in North Carolina, will be one of our speakers. He worked for 30 years at the North Carolina Center for Geographic Information and Analysis, the Audubon Society thinks that about two-thirds of birds in North America are at this increased risk. He will, along with others of our speakers, talk about not only North American and global difficulties with regard to climate, but also what we as individuals might be able to do if we're concerned with climate change and habitat preservation. Another of our speakers is Evan Parker, and he's the executive assistant for Conserving Carolina, which covers Polk and Henderson and Transylvania counties. Conserving Carolina recently combined what was formerly Carolina Mountain Land Conservancy and Paclet Area Conservancy. He will be focusing on protection of land and water resources in western North Carolina. Our third speaker is from Defenders of Wildlife out of Asheville, and his name is Ben Prater, and he's the Southeast Project Director of Defenders of Wildlife, and they're concerned with habitat preservation, in particular for species that are in danger of extinction.
It's the Climate Change Theater Action, taking place Sunday, November 17th at Tryon Little Theater Workshop in Tryon, a very special event from the plays to the panel to everything that people like Deborah Fitzgerald and others are doing. Deborah, if anybody wanted to know further information or to get in touch with CCTA, how could they do so?
The event is free. However, it's requested that people reserve a seat, and they can do that at the Tryon Little Theater website, and that address is www.tltinfo.org.
Deborah Fitzgerald, thank you so much for sharing the details about CCTA. Hope you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
That's your Friday feature interview on WNCW, also available as a podcast at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.